The Sleeper Awakes by H.G. Wells. Insomnia. One afternoon, at low water, Mr. Isbister, a young artist lodging at Boscastle, walked from that place to the picturesque cove of Pentargon, desiring to examine the caves there. Halfway down the precipitous path to the Pentargon beach, he came suddenly upon a man sitting in an attitude of profound distress beneath a projecting mass of rock. The hands of this man hung limply over his knees, his eyes were red and staring before him, and his face was wet with tears. He glanced round at Isbister's footfall. Both men were disconcerted, Isbister the more so, and, to override the awkwardness of his involuntary pause, he remarked with an air of mature conviction that the weather was hot for the time of year. "Very," answered the stranger shortly, hesitated a second, and added in a colorless tone, "I can't sleep." Isbister stopped abruptly. "No?" was all he said, but his bearing conveyed his helpful impulse. "It may sound incredible," said the stranger, turning weary eyes to Isbister's face, and emphasizing his words with a languid hand, "but I have had no sleep, no sleep at all, for 6 nights."
"Had advice?"
"Yes, bad advice for the most part. Drugs. My nervous system. They're all very well for the run of people. It's hard to explain. I dare not take sufficiently powerful drugs."
"That makes it difficult," said Isbister.
He stood helplessly in the narrow path, perplexed what to do. Clearly the man wanted to talk. An idea natural enough under the circumstances prompted him to keep the conversation going.